Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Get ready. We have a soothsaying, world-traveling, skin-saving episode of Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
What are our topics this week, my dear?
Well, we're going to talk about Jen's Irish adventure.
Top of the morning. I'm working on the Irish accent.
I won't even attempt mine because it'll be really embarrassing. Colored contacts, yay or nay. And we have some very exciting news we cannot wait to share with you.
Plus, you guys are going to be blown away by our guest this week. It's Mary Shook. I don't even know what to call her. She's like a beauty wizard guru, and she's going to tell us about everything in the world and her travels and her products and how she makes everyone beautiful.
It's honestly like every product you ever need to know about.
And you'll never look at a horse the same way again.
Gather round ye lads and lasses, set ye for a while, and hearken to me mournful tale about the Emerald Isle. Let's all raise our glasses high.
As you know, I went to Ireland, but you probably didn't know, nor did our readers, that is where all the Botox in the world is made.
You would think that, like, Irish women would look like, you know, like the Real Housewives of like Dublin, but
wait,
they
the
don't.
Funniest part is they were trying to give us the full Irish experience, so we went and saw sheep herding with these dogs.
Never been so jealous of an Instagram in my life.
Okay, so the woman who was the sheep herding woman, like in her like wellies, like no makeup, whatever, she finishes up her little spiel about sheep herding, and she goes, and she just kept having these silly jokes. I can't even try the Irish accent. She goes, and do you know why we're the most beautiful people in Ireland here in Westport? And we were all like, oh God, what's this joke going to be? And she's like, we're the makers of all the world's Botox. And we were like, we're here for Botox.
Oh, she didn't know.
Unplanned.
Oh, I thought that was like Allergan planted that.
Not at all.
Like they cast her?
Unplanned. So Allergan, for the uninformed, is the pharmaceutical company that owns Botox. They also make some other prescription cosmeceuticals and drugs and eye drops and things like that. I learned everything about Botox you would ever want to know. And I realized, like, I'm not sure everybody really, like, knows what Botox is. Do you?
It's a toxin. And it's just a very small amount of toxin that people put into their faces to freeze the muscle.
Yeah, that was, like, more succinct than I could have done. But it comes from Clostridium bacteria, which is in soil and things like that. And they take that and they refine it down. But there were so many cool parts about this, but the coolest part I learned was when they collect the bacteria, I think it's collected and like manuf- manufactured the raw bacteria in the States. The
I CDC, think it's in California.
Well, the CDC has to oversee it because it's basically like a bioterror weapon. So these people out in Ireland who are refining it and packaging it and everything, they don't know when they're going to get a shipment of the toxin. It comes over on a private jet with a private security force, like Black Ops style. Like it'll be like, cue the walkie-talkies because the jet is landing today. Like nobody knows until it's getting there.
Whoa.
Just to keep it super, like, clean and under the radar. And they only need, like, 1 gram of the toxin from the bacteria to make all of the Botox in the world for the entire year. Like, imagine that.
Well, I mean, do they ship over just 1 gram?
Or yeah, they said it was, like, an entire jet for, like a vial or two.
So they're not sending over, like, big, like, tanks of it?
No. You need a teeny tiny bit.
What if that, like, crashed, like...
Well, I think that's why it's like a private jet and like inside. Well, okay, let me just tell you about how like Black Ops this whole place is. So we all have, of course, had to don all the like gear to go walk around the factory. But so the part where they're taking it after it's been tested and everything, and they're putting it into the little glass vials is in a clean room, which is like just like you would think, like the air circulates. It's like 100 times more than an operating theater, like 200 times like a minute or something. All the air in the room will like leave, be filtered, and come back in.
Wait, did you say operating theater?
I did say
Is that what it's called? I'm like still stuck on that. Operating theater.
Yeah, like when you're getting surgery done. It's
I
really...
I just called it the OR, but operating theater, that sounds cool.
Well, this is even cleaner than that. And then inside that room, they have this glass box. And inside that glass box is the robot that's like filling up the little glass vials. Do you want to hear the best part?
Yeah.
So we're watching inside the glass room, and there's one person in there, and she has to wear a double gown, and they have to put it on a special way where they never touch the outside, and then they can't move around the room. They have to sit perfectly still because the air has to wash over the outsides of them to clean any bacteria off, and if they're moving around, you know, like maybe skin would come off and bacteria is on your skin. So we're looking at this with the factory owner and one of the beauty editors that was with us. I won't name who it was.
You'll tell me after.
She goes, and the guy's like, any questions? You know, he's very scientific. She goes, so what happens if that lady farts?
Oh, my God.
Can you believe, like, this is, we're watching, like, science happen.
Have you just stumbled in from the pub?
Well, no, we were completely sober. And he was like, I have never been asked that question before, but they're trained specifically that if they need to use the bathroom or anything, they have to, like, undo all their clothes and go back outside and come back in. Isn't that crazy? It's like, it was. I felt like I was in like the Pentagon. It was really cool.
I feel like this is like a great setting, like a plot line for a movie. Like this is like, I'm surprised this hasn't been made.
Like Da Vinci Code vibes.
Completely.
Or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the farting technician who like ruined a batch of Botox with their like fecal fart matter.
Oh, sick. Too far, Jen. Too far.
Anyway, the whole reason I was at the Irish Botox factory was because there is fake Botox out there, and they were showing us how they do the boxes and everything, and how like you can't even tamper with a Botox box because like it'll self-destruct pretty much. Just like trying to show us that you need to
self-destruct.
Yes,
that's scary.
Like, it's legit Black Ops over there. But basically showing us that you need to get it through, you know, a reputable doctor or distributor and check the box and see that you're getting the right thing.
In your eyes, the light, the heat, and complete.
Jen, how excited were you to hear from Fafa?
Fafa from Indonesia?
Fafa from Indonesia.
I just said the name of the country wrong. Sorry, Fafa.
By way of Malaysia. Fafa, thank you so much for your amazing letter. Email, rather.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to get a letter. Anyway.
We don't even have a mailing address.
I know. I'm afraid to like, maybe we'll do a mailing address. I don't know. We'll think about that. Something to think about. I'd love to get some snail mail. Anyway. She had a cool topic that she wanted us to talk about. Colored contact lenses.
Yes.
She was saying that, like, it's really common for people to use colored contact lenses where she is. Blue, green, and gray circle lenses.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, like, that's kind of weird. But then I was like, I wore colored contact lenses one point.
I didn't know you wore colored contacts.
Not right now.
When?
Like, I would say early 2000s.
What color? You already have green eyes.
I would say they're hazel, but I really wanted to push them to like an aquamarine.
This so surprises me about you.
Okay, but they weren't like, here's the thing. I went to high school with a girl who wore colored contact lenses. Like, if they were in a contact lens dish and it was like white, it would look like there were two eyeballs.
Yeah, the early ones were really bright.
And she looked like she was also like quite tan. Excuse me, quite tan. And she looked like she was from Star Trek. Like, I would be scared talking to her because I couldn't tell if she was, like, really making eye contact with me.
Isn't
it was
that
spooky.
Fafa was saying, too? It freaks her out to look at people who wear them.
Because you can't. There's something, like, that doesn't emote through them. But okay. I thought I was so, like, being really subtle and chic about it in the early 2000s.
Uh-huh.
Because I got ones that, they were AccuView. And I don't think they make them anymore, but they were sort of more sheared out. They weren't that kind of opaque, like, eyeball drawn on them.
Yeah.
But in certain lights, I will never forget.
What happened? I'm so scared.
I know. My first boss would look at me and she'd be like, that's not your real hair. Because she didn't think I was a real redhead, which is not true. I am. She goes, and those aren't your real eyes.
Who says that?
She was like funny. She had a funny sense of humor. But whenever she like felt like it, she'd be like, not your real hair, not your real eyes.
All the time you wore these colored contact lenses.
Yes,
like every
but
day.
It was too late to like. Stop lying. Do you know what I mean?
So you had to keep wearing them through that entire job?
Kind of. I started giving it up when then, like, I was dating someone and we were like in the park. It was one of those beautiful like autumn days where the sun is just that perfect like gold.
Yeah.
Like it should be today, but it's like freaking summertime right now.
Yeah.
And he looked in my eyes and he was like, I think there's like something on your eye. And he was like, I think it's like eyeliner or something. Basically, he was freaked out by my eyes.
Because you know how they look thicker? Like, you know, you can tell when someone's wearing contact lenses.
Yeah.
Also, you know how you said it, like, you don't emote through them?
Yeah.
I think it's because, you know how your pupils dilate when you're lying or when you're in love or whatever? But if you have a ring of color around your eyes, Iris, you can't see the black getting bigger and smaller.
I think you've nailed it.
So when Fafa was writing us this letter and I was reading, she said she interviews a lot of younger women who are wearing the colored contacts and she finds it very weird to talk to them. And I was thinking, I think we pick up on those clues, nonverbal clues, when we're talking to people without even realizing it.
Yeah.
But when they're missing, it's freaky.
Yes, it's almost like a little like animal, like, you know, registering more information, like closing, open and closing.
When I have see people with those, I feel like they're not listening to me almost.
Yes, there's like little dead eyes, like little shark eyes.
So the funniest
thing is, like a doll, like a little doll.
Right. First of all, I have no problem with colored contact lenses. I feel like they're like makeup. And I know in Asia especially, I remember Michelle Phan like brought them to like the States and everybody was doing them like 5 years ago for the beauty vloggers. I feel like it's a trend, like putting on eyeliner. So Huda Katan, Huda Beauty, she was at my office 2 days ago.
I know. I saw. I was really envious.
Do you know she came with a bodyguard? He was like 7 feet tall, and he stood in the corner during our desk side.
Where was he during Kim K's attack?
Well, that's, I think, why she did it. And I said, why do you have a bodyguard? And she said, well, in London, you know, she's so popular that she really gets mobs. And her husband said, if you're going to New York, I want you to bring one.
Was she wearing, like, banging jewelry?
No, and everybody in the office was like, oh, there must be diamonds. Because, you know, when they have diamonds that they're shooting, they bring a bodyguard. And I was like, nope, it's just Huda, 15 million Instagram followers.
Oh, that's really funny.
She was the best. She says next time she's in town, she'll come on the podcast. However, back to my point, which was she was wearing colored contacts.
How'd they look?
So they looked amazing because she is, like, olive skin and she was wearing green ones, but I could tell that they were fake. So I asked her about it and I told her about this letter and she said she gets flack for it all the time because people are like, oh, you're trying to deny your heritage and hide your brown eyes. And she was like, not at all. I just feel like it's a fun way to express myself. Like, I'll take them out in a second and I'm telling you they're fake. Unlike you at your job.
I know. I was like, what? It's just my coloring. God.
Yeah. But so, like, Fafa was asking, like, what do you guys think of it? Yeah. I have no problem with it. I have a problem if you're going to try and pretend that you're, like, that those are your neon green eyeballs.
They were aquamarine.
Not you.
It
I
was
meant
a look.
Like, wait, were they aquamarine?
No, it was honestly, so my eyes are hazel, and I just wanted them to be, like, the contacts were a sheer aqua, and over my hazel eyes, it pushed them to, like, a really pretty green. But in certain lights, it really did look
it
phony.
It freaks out boyfriends. Well, I'm, like, so intrigued that I was thinking I'm going to try them, and Huda Beauty News, she's coming out with prescription and non-prescription
branded
colored contacts. So she said she was going to send me a pair.
I want to see you in a pair of like deep violet.
Shit brown eyes. So like shit brown. That's what my Aunt Ellen calls them.
That's so kind.
She's
of
so
her.
Lovely. But there's like a golden version that's going to like, you know, it adds flecks of color.
Everyone has an Aunt Ellen.
Sorry. Hey, Aunt Ellen, what up? shit. Fafa's going to be like, this went off track. That's not even what she was asking. But
well, Fafa, thank you so much for your question. If anyone else, or topic rather, if anyone else has some topic that they really want us to dive into or a question, please email us at info@fatmascara.com.
Yeah, that's our email. Last time I checked.
Yeah. info@fatmascara.com.
We love getting your emails.
Yes, please email us. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking whoa, here. Jen, big news this week.
Why don't you tell everyone?
Okay, well, this is like the highlight of the week, easily. We have been nominated for Refinery 29's 2016 Beauty Innovator Awards. Major. And not only are we nominated, we have the cool, we have the coolest category.
Please share.
Social media supernova.
Do podcasts count as social media? I feel like we're such...
Because you can share them.
I feel like we're such innovators that there wasn't even a category for podcasts. So we are with the like Instagrammers, the bloggers,
we are
all
with,
those types of people.
Yeah, I mean like they couldn't even comprehend what category to put us in.
All this is to say, we're obviously the most innovative people on the list. But I loved checking
they
out.
Just give it to us.
I mean, come on. I love checking out the other award nominees, though. I felt like we were in really good company.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, we were with adorable Manny MUA.
Of course.
It's kind of weird because, like, you know, we love him. We're friends. We have
he's
him on
been
the podcast.
On the show.
Yeah.
But not even in our category. Did you see the hairstylists and makeup artists?
Oh, yes, yes.
I mean, there's like people like Pat McGrath and all sorts of like,
I mean,
not
Pat
our
category. I mean,
yeah. Well, actually, I think it was Pat McGrath's product.
It's almost unfair
sorry.
To put her in a category. But.
Well, obviously, it wouldn't be our category. But then in the hairstylists, you know, people like Guy Tang and Lacey mm-hmm. Redway. And then in
she's
products,
having a really good year.
Yeah.
Lacey Redway.
Exactly. And then products like Perfume We Can't Stop Sniffing, CK2 was on there, which
Chanel,
we've talked about.
Chanel Boy.
Have you smelled that, by the way?
Yeah, I did. It smells good. It smells good. I also just love the name, but I feel like it's a very boy year, don't you think? Everything's boy.
It's true. CoverGirl has the cover boy.
Exactly.
And Manny is a social beauty innovator like us. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you guys need to go to Refinery29's website. Pretty sure you know the URL. Check out all of the other nominees, and you can vote. I think, I'm not sure which categories you can vote in. I think at least one of the categories you can vote. They also have judges. I don't know.
Any excitement you can drum up.
And Jess, you know what we're supposed to say right now.
What?
It's just an honor to be nominated and in the company of such wonderful innovators.
They're very innovative.
But really, we want to win.
Badly.
So...
But really, thank you, Refinery. We're very excited. And good luck to everyone.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course.
We're here with mad scientist Mary Shook. And because she just unpacked, like, pounds and pounds of products. That's what I'm calling her. But really, Mary is this woman Jess and I have been hearing about 4 years, interviewed her. And I keep hearing, she's a facialist. She used to be a makeup artist. She makes products. She goes to Korea and brings back stuff. She distributes stuff. I don't even know what you do. Mary, welcome to Fat Mascara. Please tell us what are you?
Who are you? My clients say I'm a box marked miscellaneous. But some say Oz with the curtains. Some say Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. And then it just, everyone's like, I don't know. It's like, some people are like, you're like a voodoo. I don't.
But day to day, you have clients that come to you for facials, right?
Yes. Treatments. So I don't technically believe in facials.
Okay, tell us why.
Because facials include steam, more so recently it's microdermabrasion, chemical peels, Retin-A, a lot of these different things, and just sometimes a lot of fluff, and we lost the art of like actually getting to the problem and the solution. And that to me is the most important thing.
So what's in your bag of tricks? Like if you're not using, you know, the sort of normal sort of standard European, you know, steam extractions, microdermabrasion, etc.
The first thing that everyone...
I'm looking at a bunch of
crap right now. Literally, she brought something that she's like, I'm the only person in the U.S. who has this.
No, in the world that has it.
Oh, the world. Okay, oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, it's
something
energy.
Looks like a gas mask on the table. The other thing looks like the Tingler, like a whisk. It's wild.
You actually have lube next to you, too.
Yeah, there's a small vial. What is it called? It's called, wait, hold on. Ultra lube, Uber lube?
Uber lube.
Uber lube. I was going to let that go, but since you brought it up.
Well, actually, it looks like perfume bottles.
Okay,
yeah, the real stuff.
But, okay.
But basically what it is that I always look for solutions to problems. And it's easily. Like, when someone interviews me or when I go to a trade show, they're like, what do you do? And I'm like, tell me what your problem is. And it could be any scenario.
So you're like a therapist for your skin.
Therapist for skin, yeah.
You could use a product. You could use a gadget.
Yep.
Maybe they need some steam sometimes. Who knows? But that's your main job. But you also are, like, we hear about products first from you that are, like, elsewhere in the world. Why is that? What else do you do?
I'm a cosmetic formulator. So I actually am part of the Society of Cosmetic Chemists, and I see ingredients before anyone else does. I am still working even on journal papers that I want to submit on different studies that I've been working on. And anything from, like, for instance, with sunscreen, antioxidants, to me internally, taking something like red algae with something called astaxanthin is way more powerful than any sunscreen. And So
even the ones now, like Anthelios or something that have antioxidants, it's not quite enough to...
No.
Wow. So do you get in trouble with, like, dermatologists a lot? Do they
They
not
don't like me.
Why is that?
Well, I'm also anti-laser.
Why are you anti-laser?
Heat destroys the collagen and creates a different collagen that is, like, similar collagen to your stretch marks. So you know how it's that shiny, tough.
Yeah, there's like six types of collagen, right?
Yes. So it's creating type 1 collagen generally.
Yeah.
And type 1 collagen becomes a rigid collagen. So it's really nice and bouncy and tight at first. And then all of a sudden it starts to see, you see people's faces drop and they're like really narrow and it starts to look like kind of dull. And so, and that skin can never bounce back again. Once that collagen's created, it never reproduces again.
Wow.
So that's the first part of it. And then the second part is a lot of the machines were too hot. So they were burning the fat under the skin. And so that's, you can't ever get that fat.
Oh, that makes your face thinner and older looking, right?
So you're seeing a lot of Americans, especially with these really gaunt faces. And then it creates a perfect profit margin for the doctors because they're like, oh, let's fill it up.
I want to know, how did you become an authority on all of these? Like, how did you position
Why
yourself?
Why should we believe you?
How did you position yourself as, you know, an authority, a discoverer, sort of like the Christopher Columbus of beauty treatments? Because you really occupy this really individual space. Was this something you intentionally set out to do? Or was this like, you know what, hey, I'm a makeup artist, I'm an esthetician. Did it kind of naturally happen, or was this very strategic?
Part of it is very much about positioning and strategy, but that's because I came from the fashion world and I was at a high pedigree. And in fashion, you always have to be cutting edge, advanced, out there first. You're only as good as your last job. So I always had that momentum since I was 13, because I'd been in fashion since I was 13.
What were you doing as a teenager that you were so immersed in fashion?
Well, I started as a model, but I did that only because I was like, oh, that's my way to get in as a designer. And as I got further into the business, I'm like, you know, designing is not what I thought it was, and it's a whole collaboration, and you'll end up working years for someone and maybe never get a chance to do your own thing. And I didn't come from money. It's
a tough business.
It's a tough business, yeah. And it wasn't very female oriented. Donna Karan at that point was like already, you know, she was like a pioneer in a lot of ways as being a female.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, you know what? I'm going to cool my heels on this for a second. And I just remembered all the makeup artists that worked on me. And I'm like, God, they made $1,500 day rates at like 2 weeks at a time. And I'm like, maybe I'll just do that for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I'll make a bunch of money that way and just have an atelier. And so I got immersed into that. And then it just turned into, oh, wait, I got this job. And then I'm getting flown to Richard Branson's island to work on him. And so it got exciting. And I had all these opportunities that a little girl from Kentucky never imagined. So that was kind of addicting.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, I'm working in certain parts of the fashion field, and I'm like trying to find different materials. So like airbrush was something that I was starting to learn, and other things that didn't exist in the fashion world. So I had to actually create the formulas and put them through like an Iwata kit that you couldn't even, you went to like...
What was the word you just said?
An Iwata.
What is that?
It's a brand of like the airbrush and the compressor.
You were one of the first people to do airbrush.
Yeah, Dina was doing it like in theater and other types of worlds like spa and so on. And I was the first to do it as far as I know in the fashion world, because I almost even got fired on a job.
Because for using it?
Yeah, because they didn't understand it. And they were like, oh, well, that's weird, and we're not sure about this. And so
now you
they
can
called
buy an airbrush machine in Sephora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, and I think, am I correct in that you used to work with Orlando Pita doing eyelashes?
Well, I was doing lash extensions before at people's houses, and I was...
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
Thank you.
Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara. Little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
It's like, ugh, I can't do this. People's kids are crawling on them and there's puppies and all kinds of ridiculous stuff. And
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah, we have sharp objects around people's eyes and God knows what. So I called up. His salon had just opened, and George, his now husband, is answering the phone. And I said, hi, you know, I've got this thing called lash extensions. And they're like, what are you talking about?
what year was that?
That was 2005. So that was...
He just opened Orla, right?
He had just, yeah. And so they're like, what? They're like, no, thanks. And then someone in LA called them. They're like, oh, do you guys have something called lash extensions? They're like, get in here.
Nice.
And so Orlando was actually in the salon, and I was working on their receptionist. And just as she's opening her eyes, he's like, you're going to be lash queen. I was like, no, I'm still in editorial, and I'm still in fashion. I'm like, he's like, no, you're going to be lash queen.
But you were mainly, you were a makeup artist, then you moved into doing the lashes.
They were at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
And you've since, I feel like, moved more into like the skincare realm, do you still do all of that stuff?
I just actually got hired earlier in the year for a special effects job for New Balance. So what I was most known for in fashion ended up being the weird, quirky special effects kind of stuff. And so
New Balance, the sneaker company.
Yes. And so the commercial's not out yet, but they just had me do some crazy, crazy special effects.
So cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. And I was like, oh, I miss it.
So all your Mr. Wizardry was born out of trying to find things to fill a void when you're on a job and like, this isn't working, or a person comes to you and their skin looks crazy and you got to fix it.
Everything's about fixing something. So even at some
fixer.
Point. Yeah, it's the fixer.
You just keep giving her like new titles.
Yeah. It keeps happening. And in fact, Vogue, when they were first coming to my new space, they're like, this is like the Church of Mary. Like, it's just everyone's making pilgrimages because they knew everyone was coming from out of the country. And but it's just everything came. The lashes chose me. I didn't choose them. It was all by accident. And then when I started working on the public versus models and so on, the difference was I'm seeing them doing certain things to their skin. And I'm like, ooh, they look really good. And then they look like their face would drop. And I'm like, ooh, what's going on here?
And what was it that you think was the...
Well, that one was a machine called the Titan. That was the first, like, really big thing. And all the doctors were sharing it. And everyone... I had a client, and I was like, oh, you look really good. And she did a second one. I'm like, oh, it looks even better. And then the third one, I'm like, oh. And then within 3 months, her face, like, dropped. And I'm like... ooh, what happened?
Was that a laser of some sort?
It's like a laser. It's in the whole family
of like
just,
heating up exactly, underneath the skin.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Cooking and so, people.
And her face like never recovered. So I'm like, how can I fix that? And just at the same time, I started learning about cellular regeneration. So what it is that heat is bad. Heat is inflammation. Heat is just anything after a certain temperature. It's not good for the skin. It's just... even when you're looking at steam, the reason I don't like steam is because it's like if you've ever cooked in a crock pot and you have meat that's sitting in there, the collagen is separating in the crock pot. That's why the meat is tenderizing. So that's what's happening to your skin.
Your face is in a crock pot of crazy.
Oh my God, I'm getting a facial on Saturday.
No steam.
Just no steam.
Okay, should I'll just request that? Lymphatic like I'm at a restaurant?
Which how does one do lymphatic drainage on themselves?
You can. And all you have to do is work from the nose towards the ear and then behind the ear and down the neck.
Okay. So when people come in, these unnamed celebrities and regular people, and you're not relying on all these things that we've been told are great for your skin, tell us about your bag of tricks. Like, what are you relying on? Lymphatic drainage. What about products?
I make a lot of the products.
You do. So why is that?
It's because there are certain things that are not formulated at the right pH, or a lot of companies add a lot of water and fillers to something, and I don't need to do that, or I don't like alcohols in products. I recently worked with a lab, and they created a vitamin C that is entirely different than any other vitamin C, so it's more stable. So there's certain things that I have access to that you're not going to see on market for 5 to 10 years.
So we have to come actually see you if we want these things.
Yeah.
So tell us about some of these ingredients. So vitamin C, obviously, when it's stabilized and you do it right, that's something you think works.
Yes. There's certain peptides that I work with. There's just all different types of ingredients that I'll work with and then formulate and then use during the treatments.
But you also travel the world to find other companies that are doing cool products, right?
Yeah.
What are you finding? Because didn't you just come back from Korea?
I did.
And also, what's all this crap on the table?
Well, there's a lot of things. I've got stuff from Ireland and all over, but the thing I'm most excited about are these soluble micro needles.
SMTS.
SMTS. SMTS are these little syringes of hyaluronic acid and some peptides that are in like a non-preservative or preservative-free oil base. Okay. And so they stay preserved and like little microneedles. So like normal microneedles.
There's microneedles floating inside the liquid?
But they're like 0.01 like millimeters. They're super tiny. So they feel like they feel even smaller than a scrub.
But they will puncture the skin.
They do a light penetration. So you
squirt this on your hands or wherever, your face actually.
Yes.
Start rubbing.
Oh, hands too.
And tiny little micro needles are doing pierce, 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 pierce.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be in pain, right?
No, there's no pain. Okay. There's no any of that. And it's very light. And then you just press it in the skin and then you activate the hyaluronic acid and so on with just a serum.
And where is that going to be sold?
It's on joyous.com actually as of today.
So, ooh. Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Okay. So by the time you hear this, you can go to joyous.com. SMTS. How much is this going to sell for? Do you know?
It's $150. It basically lasts you almost 2 months.
Okay.
Worth of like full on anti-aging.
And you sell a lot of your things through Joyous. Do you call them your things or are these your findings?
Can somebody spell Joyous for me?
Joyous.
Yep.
Okay. Continue.
Yes.
But do you shop for them? Like what is your role with Joyous?
I had a sales rep that was trying to get one of my products into them, and so the buyer came into New York and she saw my showroom and she's like, holy crap. She was kind of overwhelmed. And then we talked about some Korean things. So she's like, you know what? We need to do a Korean Beauty Week. And she goes, I know we're kind of behind the curve, but let's just do that. And it sold out. It did so well. So they did a product every day of the week. And they're like, you know what? We want to do this a lot more. So they said, all right. I said, but listen, I'm sick of the whole Korean thing right now because Korea is not good at doing business. And I want to quit. What's the word? I want to move to other countries.
Okay.
So can we at least talk about China? Because China's got a lot of really cool stuff. And she's like, okay, we'll do Asian Beauty Week. So by the time I went out to LA to film, they're like, actually, we're going to make it Global Beauty Week.
And I'm okay. Like, oh my God.
Oh, well, then I would have had other stuff from like Israel and Russia. Yeah. And so it's turned into this fun thing of let's see where we can find some cool stuff around the world.
What other cool things from around the world have you found?
I actually went to the Irish coast.
Oh, beautiful.
And it was this place where they pick like the best seaweed, and so they have this oil that is amazing, and I had like some bumps on my legs that you can't get off with exfoliating or anything else, and I just didn't take the time to do anything. I put this oil on my skin. It's the seaweed, I figured.
Tell us the name.
It's called Voya, and Voya. It's
squirt me.
Squirt. Squirt.
Ooh. It's more.
A little bit more.
More.
There you go. And it's just, I woke up and everything was completely smooth. And I'm like, it can't be the oil. It's got to be something else. And I'm like, it's the seaweed. So either I'm iodine deficient.
Smells fresh and green.
It is really. I mean, they've really done a good job formulating this. So it's just, we need seaweed. We need minerals. And seaweed is a really good way of getting that. So I love this. And I think because of how it's formulated with the seaweed, the body really reacts to it.
But they put it in a nice, lovely thing, so you want to put it on.
It's gorgeous. It's like all their packaging.
I always say that. I'm like, it doesn't matter how great the product is if it's just going to sit in your thing and you're not using it.
No, I really like that.
Is this Joyous too?
I'm trying to get them to do it.
Oh, boy. Joyous, come on.
Yeah. See?
Joyous. What else
you
got over there? Oh, my God. It's like Christmas morning.
Let's see. What else? Well, this is actually not from, this is from the U.S., but it's Nano Hydro Mist. It's unscented, but it's a microparticled carbon, and I cannot find a
this
natural...
is a deodorant.
Yes, it is.
I thought it was a computer screen cleaner. It looks like one.
Instantly eliminates odor with oxygen and nano-sized elements, aluminum free.
Yeah. So this is the first like actual deodorant that's natural that I've actually seen do something right.
Nano subscript 2. Skincare. Can you put that on
put
my
it on the blog.
That's super
very cool.
Very cool. What else? I was talking to you about China at one point, and just we had the lipstick that were the floral lipsticks.
Oh yeah, we've seen these. It looks like a jelly, the lip, and then inside there's a little flower floating inside the bullet of lipstick.
Looks like a little lotus or something.
It's beautiful.
Wait, so you're into China products from China?
You know what? With
I thought
China,
we were nervous about China.
The only thing I'd be nervous about is if we lose trade agreements with them. And right now they are doing peptides unlike any I've worked with. I mean, they're
really... But you need a reputable retailer or distributor like yourself who can make sure you're getting the real thing from China before they start just ordering off of Jet.com and putting it all over their face.
Do not buy it online because you don't know what you're getting. And then the thing is, if something's cheap, you're getting what you're paid for. So it's they're really trying to push forward in technology and become an innovator. And that's what Korea did. Korea had copied Japan. All those years, Korea was copying, and then they started innovating. So China is now the new Japan.
So Japan, then Korea, maybe now China.
Maybe now China. Okay. But China, I mean, we just sold out of, I mean, like a couple days ago.
And then Ireland.
My Skin Buddy, which is
tell us about My Skin Buddy. What is that?
It's basically a 4-in-1 system that it ionizes, it penetrates, it does light. I've looked at
I thought we don't like light.
LED's awesome.
Oh, LED is cool. Okay, I'm so LED's glad you clarified because I was ready to throw my thing in the garbage when I got home.
So, no, because it's, no.
Oh, this is cute.
And why do you, what does LED light do?
This is awesome.
So, LED, depending on which light it is, like red.
Do you guys hear this?
You okay?
She's holding a wand with red light and buzzing things up to her face. What is that red LED light doing?
So red is anti-aging. Cool. And then if you get to the next click, that's blue, which is anti-acne. And then there's a third one that's green. And so
I've never
that's,
seen a green light.
No. So that's for inflammation, rosacea, just calming the skin. And there's a lot of inflammation. It's a bristleless brush, but it's the vibration that's actually...
Oh, I didn't... I wasn't
shaking out all that.
But the ions are actually pushing out all the wrong...
Pushing.
So you put your cleanser on, and then you take that side, and you do that.
Yep.
I was not understanding that at all. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
No, it's pretty incredible. Cool.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So I
and I'm guessing
that
you
thing.
Can...
And that's China.
Wet it. It's
and
not
it's from China. Yeah. My Skin Buddy.
And where is that eligible? Can we buy that as U.S. customers? We have to buy this like Alibaba or something.
No. That's on Joyous as well.
Will you show us a couple more things before?
Yeah.
We have to get on our way.
Let's see. I love because micellar waters are really big, and I don't always like them because some of them make my skin itchy, and I realize it's because the pH is not completely right. So even if I use them, I still have to rinse my skin and do something else. So I love this Chateau Labiat. Because it cleanses, it tones, and it moisturizes all in one. And
it's a capsule cleansing water.
Yeah.
Says.
So does this have is like the refill.
Does it have those micelles in it? Like a micellar water?
It does, but it's this French Celtic water that just is like completely, your skin just goes, when you use it.
Right.
And so they've done a patented formulation with three different formulas. So there's one that's like more calming, one that's more clearing. So it's... They're just super, super cool. So they're using a lot of French ingredients for a Korean company. And then you know about soapworm cocoons.
Well, I do, but I don't know if our listeners know about soapworm cocoons.
Okay, so there is a whole silk trade industry in both China and in Korea and like the Middle East. And so the little cocoon that they live in as they're, you know, transforming from the caterpillar to their little weird moth-looking things, leave behind these little, like,
it's like
tiny eggs that
like
have
a tiny hollow egg made of fuzzy silk.
Yes.
Are they like forced to perform this or
oh, she's very animal friendly.
Okay.
Or are they like, you know, is this what they naturally do?
Okay. So they do this. There are some that are genetically made to do that because they're trying to produce more silk. So the whole world of silk in itself is an industrial world. Mm. Someone many, many, many centuries ago sat around some tree, and I forgot who it was, but she just started rubbing it on her face and noticed her face was like softer and like plumper. And yeah, it is the actual cocoon. Wow. But you just drop this into hot water like tea, and then you stick it on your finger, and then you start exfoliating, and it will completely transform your
skin. Picture like a teeny tiny super soft loofah that goes around your index finger. Right?
Yeah.
But it's not as rough as a loofah. It's super soft.
No, it's
and
super
Jess,
soft.
Do not worry. The worms live happy lives. All they want to do is spin silk for us, okay?
You can try.
They're not like slave worms.
I feel like Kat Von D would like have a shit about this. I'm not sure I'm down with this.
But thank you. There's a difference because there's industrial, which is gross because they're boiled alive.
Oh my God.
If you're wearing silk, that's what happens. The little larvae are boiled alive.
I'm not wearing silk.
I'm just saying, okay. But if you have bio silk like shampoos, all of that, that's hydrolyzed silk from silk that's usually from the industrial
world.
So
if you think you're animal friendly and you're using a shampoo with silk protein,
you have to wonder where it's from. So this is ethically sourced, and the cocoons, they actually leave the cocoon and then they just slice the area that they left, like exited out.
Package it up.
And so this is cosmetic grade. Okay. This is not the gross boiled.
Okay.
And what brand, this is yours. What brand is this?
Well, this is actually from the Middle East. And so it's a whole
It's not a branded buyable thing. Mm-hmm. If someone wanted to try this in the States, could they?
They could. There's a company called CosRx, also on Joyous. They're doing it right now. I cannot confirm if they are cosmetic grade. I can't confirm how they are still processed.
I feel like you're gonna have to come back like every 3 months to like give us a new upload of like what the latest thing is.
Like
idea.
The Today Show when they have someone come on and like give all the trends for the season.
Yeah, you're a trend forecaster.
Yeah.
Well, you've been looking at horse oil, have you at all?
Horse oil?
No.
Oh yeah, horse oil is really big.
What do they do to the horses?
Okay, this is.
It's like the horse fat. So there's a company, Garrison is like one of the biggest companies that comes like in this orange. I don't know, like a jar. It's really well packaged. It's probably one of the more expensive cream products. And I tried it, and I'm like, oh my God, this just totally broke me out. So I actually found the guy who is
horse oil. Yeah, like
the main. It's amazing. Horse oil is absolutely amazing. But it's like it helps to regenerate the skin. And like,
so this is the sebum of a horse.
It's the fat from the horse. And
but how do they get the fat?
Oh, it's a dead horse.
It's a dead horse.
Oh, Jess.
You probably get them from Central Park.
We just lost a bunch of listeners.
I fucking hate them. I swear to God.
I didn't say I promoted these things. I'm just showing you what I've brought back.
Okay.
That's all I'm talking about.
I was going to wrap up the interview, but we cannot wrap up on horse oil. I'm sorry. Give us one more fresh, animal-friendly thing you like.
Well, the thing is that you were asking about, like, dermaplaning and things like that.
Yes.
So, like, I like a tool called Dermaflash.
I just wanted to get one of these.
Okay, this is a great one because a lot of razors are just not really cool. And this one, it's got a good, like, cleanser so that you're
I saw it on Instagram and I was like, I need to find out who distributes it.
So this is what, to take away peach fuzz?
It takes away peach fuzz, but it also exfoliates the skin. So I actually do that. That's what I do to my skin.
Your skin's amazing.
Like, because isn't there that theory that men might be part of the reason they age well is because they're shaving all the time?
It's a mechanical exfoliation. So it's really important to do that. And it's a really, really helpful, definitely.
I'm going
to
buy that from you.
Dermaflash.
As soon as we wrap
Dermaflash
up this interview.
Dermaflash is awesome. So I can't think of anything other than,
We would ask you to do the spill, but you brought the biggest spill in the world.
You did. And right, just before we leave, you were saying that the people don't make vitamin C the right way. That's why you made your own.
Yes.
Liquid gold radical C.
Yeah. So
in a black glass jar, by the way, yes. people, that's a tip. Violet. If you are getting vitamin C in a clear jar, you are not getting vitamin C.
So it comes out.
Oh, it's a powder.
Yeah. So, and then touch it.
Touch it.
And then
I feel like we're doing drugs right now.
I know.
I wouldn't know what that's like, Jen.
You have to try this. Did you try this?
No, no. I'm waiting till
like... Do some for Jess.
Okay, give me
a hand. I'm going to do it when I get
it. It like sort of just melted away like...
Creamy?
Like, oh, you know what it's like? Remember that Lick-A-Made, that candy that you used to stick the stick in?
Yes, yeah, Pixie Six.
No, Lick-A-Made, that was mine.
Oh, and then on your tongue, yes, it just dissolves. Yes, of course, of course.
Okay, so I just got to...
Look how bright your hand is.
It... Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, vitamin C is where it's at, isn't it?
If you're getting the good stuff.
If you're getting the good stuff, which most of it's not stable. It's usually light temperature or other kind of sensitivities, whereas this is not. It's an ethyl ascorbic that is got a delivery system that is unlike anything else.
Okay, well, next time I see you, I'm going to be very bright.
Liquid gold, radical C. Listen, we talked about a lot of stuff, so we're going to put links on the blog so people can find it. And we're just going to have to schedule you in to like come back. Don't bring us anything from horses, but but we still love you. No.
I need to go rock back and forth for a minute, okay? I'm really disturbed.
You're already cocooning, too.
Yes, exactly. This is my season of cocooning, but I have a couple of letters to write before then. Mary, thank you so much. Mary. This is awesome. We love you.
It's time to raise a wand. Ooh, we got like Christmas carol-y there.
Well, there are Christmas decorations in Duane Reade right now, which is like a total mind trip, and I'm not a fan of it. I'm sorry. You don't put out Christmas stuff before Halloween.
So true. What did you bring to raise a wand to?
Well, I am feeling very autumnal lately.
It's
my favorite season, but as I said before, I'm very thrown by this heat wave. I'm not a fan.
What do you got there?
So people like to, you know, rag on pumpkin spice. Like it's very like basic and like cliche and all that.
Please don't tell me you have a pumpkin spice something.
I have pumpkin chai. Okay.
Okay.
Nest got into the pumpkin spice like realm recently. I think I don't know how many seasons they've been doing it, but when they showed up with a pumpkin-y thing like last summer, I was like, "Oh, this is like surprising." When I got a whiff, oh my God.
Okay, so
I brought you the hand soap.
Okay.
Because all the candles are at my house.
I have a bit of a cold, but let me see.
Oh, well, this will clear it right up.
I do like that Dunkin' Donuts pumpkin spice donut.
If you don't like pumpkin chai, like, I don't want to know you.
This is not obnoxious.
I shouldn't say that. Like,
was that a ringing endorsement of mine? This is not obnoxious.
No, but it's comforting, cozy.
Ooh.
It smells like your home.
Not my home, but maybe your home.
I just feel like, I mean, everything I've been into lately is like comforting, cozy, but like really this is like, you know, the gang's all there.
Okay. I like it.
Pumpkin chai. If you're not into pumpkin spice, please give pumpkin chai a chance.
Jess, I am raising a wand to an eyeshadow. I hardly ever raise a wand to makeup.
No, you never do.
So
maybe a lip.
I was seeing all fall, I feel like this is a big trend, like burgundy and rust-colored eyeshadows.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, oh, they must be amazing on blue eyes because they'll really make, like, you know, opposite on the color wheel, orange and brown compared to blue, it'll make blue eyes pop. But an artist told me I should try a burgundy shadow, like with a little purple. It'll make brown eyes look good.
Yeah.
So this is Clé de Peau's Ombre Creme. How do you say cream when it's French?
Creme?
Ombre Creme Solo Cream Eyeshadow Shimmer in 301.
Clé de Peau.
Okay, so here, give me your hand. We're going to do the beauty editor thing where you smear some on the back.
Ooh.
It's like a plummy burgundy with like a golden shimmer.
Yeah,
little iridescent. It's a cream shadow, and I've been just smearing it on my lids, and I feel like it makes the brown pop out more. Isn't that pretty?
It's really soft.
It kind of looks
delicious.
Like a bruisey color, like a reddish bruise, but it makes your eye color really
but
pop.
But bruised with sparkle, so bruise you're not like, it doesn't look like someone actually hit you in the face. So
fancy eyeshadow, bruised with sparkles.
Tell me, or do you add a liner to that, or is that enough to give you the depth that you're looking for?
Oh, you're getting into like... This
technique.
Is,
I'm sorry. Yeah. I just have to know.
No, I'm just doing it on
I
the
struggle.
Lids and then a black mascara
okay.
to frame them.
Beautiful.
Yeah. We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram
and Twitter and at Fat Mascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.